4HKX, mobile.
And 4ZLK, not mobile.
Shane, hope you had a good day.
How about yourself? Are you just now leaving work?
I went up to a buddy's house and was coming down from there.
Did you have a regular work day today or another day of standing around trying to figure things out?
Around trying to figure it out, and power was out for 4 hours up there this morning, so nobody could do nothing.
Well, maybe it'll get better.
Better. I met some of the kids today, ate lunch with them, and then they're going to be with me tomorrow. So we'll see how things go tomorrow. Things, like I said, looking a little better.
Do you have an idea how many kids are going to be in the program?
12, so that's the most it can be.
Have all 12 by yourself, or are there other adults involved?
Myself.
Good for you. I'm sure you can handle it.
And we all have, you got to have a radio, keep a radio with you all the time while you're on the ground, so, and that's the reason why.
Again, I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Require you to have a radio on you at all times while you're on the grounds as an instructor, so that if there's a problem, you can call for help immediately.
I thought that's what you said, but I missed a few words in there. I don't know what happened. Anyway, well, that's a good thing, I guess. So you can get a hold of somebody.
Hope it never comes to that, but you never know. They have had a few problems with that kind of thing, and they have people there to handle that too.
So that only makes sense. I'm sure they've done this before.
For HKX, yeah, but the only thing about being an automotive shop is there's lots of things in there that can do a lot of damage real quick. It ain't like being in a paint shop where you throw a brush at somebody.
There, but I can't imagine it would come to that, and I hope it wouldn't. one of them might take it upon themselves to make use of that in those ways.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm just playing it by ear. And the kids I met today, they were all respectful and, eager to learn. So I'm excited about that part of it.
I'm sure they have come out of some tough situations. And I think if you treat them just like, normal people and adults, I think they'll do fine.
Most of them realize that this is their last chance, so they're not going to screw it up.
Is that okay? So is this court-ordered appearances, or they get a choice, this or something else?
My choice is there's painting, carpentry, welding, cooking, culinary, so all hands-on life skill kind of things. I was surprised at how much they were offering to teach them there.
All stuff that should be taught in a high school anyway, or should be offered in a high school.
It would have been, might have headed off a lot of these problems.
Bad that they took those shop classes and woodworking classes out of high schools. Especially for young men, we don't learn by sitting around, most of us, some of us do. This is a generalization. We learn better by hands-on building things, tearing things apart, than we do sitting behind a desk, having to be quiet and read books the whole time.
I learn better when I can get my hands on it. I can sit there and look at a book all day long and end up falling asleep trying to read it. But I can tear it apart and put it back together and figure it out. I'm much better off.
Sometimes I read something and I think I've got it, but there's some things I have questions on. I'll go to bed, think about it for a couple days, go back and look at it. And sometimes the second time of looking at it, and sometimes just two or three days later of just thinking about it, all of a sudden it makes sense. But that first time of reading it, it depends on what it is. You know, if it's a new subject, something I've never studied before, then it's that way. It may take me a few times of reading it or sleeping on it a little bit, and then all of a sudden it'll make sense.
I can't tell you how many cars I fixed in the middle of the night. Quite a few of them.
I can't remember what it was, but just the other day I woke up in the morning. It was still dark. It was probably between 4 and 5. And I was laying there, not even thinking about what the issue was. And suddenly I remembered I either forgot to put something away or I had done something wrong. You know, put something together wrong, and it just came to me. It was so funny. So when I got up later that day, I went and corrected the problem, whatever the issue was. I can't remember offhand what it was.
You're showing your age. No, I'm definitely with you. I have the same problem, so that's why I was picking on you about it.
It's a sign that need to slow down a little bit in life and take things a little bit easier. That's what it is.
So that's what I'm trying to do. That's my main focus as of right now, is to take things a little bit slower.
Some parts in today from DX Engineering. I'm going to, I got a through, it's kind of like a barrel connector, but it's a little bit longer. I can put it through the floor, and I can screw my coax in underneath the house, screw it into it, and this will come up through the floor, and I can run a short, you know, 2 or 3 foot piece of coax from the other side of it to my radio, so I don't have to deal with those thicker coax cables coming up through the floor and trying to connect to the back of my radio.
Yeah, exactly what you're talking about. I can't remember what they're called, but I know exactly what you're talking about. I got some of them myself.
But it's basically just a long barrel connector with a couple of screws. I'm going to put some flat washers on it, too. But I'm going to drill, hopefully, some really good fitting holes through this laminate flooring that I'm put in. And I actually cut 2 pieces for the last place right over against the wall in the corner. And one of them I'll put holes in, and if we ever move, I'll just pull that piece out and pop the other piece in, and no one will ever know.
See, something that probably make an even better hide for it and it'll look better is go to the plumbing section and get you an escutcheon to go around a water line. When you're putting water lines through cabinets and stuff like that, they got some that will fit coax. I don't know how you pronounce or how to spell it, so I'll see if I can't look it up and send you a picture of it so you know what you're looking for. It's the little chrome pieces that go around the water line up against the wall.
You'll have to look at that. Yeah, right now I have the coax just I had it coming up through, and it's the RG8, you know, the big stuff. And so it doesn't flex very well coming out, going to the back of my radios or to the antenna switch. But now this will just screw in underneath the house, underneath the flooring, and then I can run the coax stub screw in at the top where it's sticking out of the floor. So, and it's in the corner behind my desk. Nobody will ever see it.
Well, Shane, I'm going to jump off here. I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3, and I'll keep an ear out for you on the net tonight. Hope you and the family have a good evening. Good to talk to you. KO4HKX, 7-3.
Hello to Elise, and have a good night. Glad you made it home safe. We'll talk to you later. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
N4CFK, KR4ETW.
For ETW, I believe, N4ZLK. Good evening, it's Shane here.
Okay, Shane, it's Chuck over in Capabella. I just heard part of y'all's conversation. Have you looked into one of those, and I'm going to not know the name of it now, that goes in your window, and you open your window up and pull it back down on it, and you can put out many PO plugs that you want to in there, run your cable to that, and then just attach it from the inside.
Okay, I think we've talked before. I know what you're talking about. I've seen them, but I have not really looked into it. I already have coax coming from my box outside where the antenna wires come down and go into a box that has, it's grounded and it has lightning arresters in there. I've already got some coax running underneath the house coming up through the floor, but so I'm just going to go this route. But no, I have not really checked into it, but I have seen them. I know they're out there. I'm not real familiar with them.
I'm not real good, but I'm just in the midst of putting my antenna up, and I've also got a 11 meter antenna that's going in there, maybe HF later. So I was looking at that thing, and you just stick it in your window, pull the window down on it, and you put your lock knob back on it, or block it, and put your alarm back on it. But it looked like it's pretty neat that all of them come to the window, and just, of course, now I can run them around in my shop like I need to, but I just thought that was pretty good looking.
People use them. I've heard, actually heard some people on HF talk about that's what they do. I know it's a viable option. I've just never looked into it. And I'm not sure how it works, because your window would have to stay open, cracked open some, but there's got to be a way of, blocking it. I'm sure they've got something figured out. That's what I'm saying. I haven't looked into it enough to know exactly how they work, other than you have to raise your window up and or down, whichever, and put that piece in, and then the window closes around it or closes on top of it, and I guess it's wide enough for the window to seal it off.
It fits the window. I think you make it fit or whatever size, and when you pull your window back down on it, it seals off. And my idea was to cut two blocks of wood and from the top to the bottom of that apparatus, and then lock it and seal it right there.
There's all kinds of options. You can do what you want. Go through the wall, go through the floor, go through the window, or like that. Come down through the ceiling. If you get inside your wall, you can even run it down through the wall, like electrical wires, and then come out on a little box. But that's a little more work there, I think.
I'm in my shop with the radio stuff, and the shop's already built and already got the walls inside, everything like that. So I ain't going to come through the ceiling, come down the wall, or maybe go in this window thing and just run around the side of the wall and back in the radios.
Like a perfectly viable option. That's the fun thing about ham radio, is everybody does things a little bit differently, and some people can come up with some ingenious ideas on how to run coax and antennas and all kinds of things like that.
Great. All right. I didn't want to get into it too deep. I just want to throw my 2 cents worth of what I saw that you can order and do that. Yeah, that's a good option for me, because I can't get in the floor, concrete floor, and don't want to really pull them all through the ceiling. So I'm going to maybe look at that.
Well, thanks for jumping in here. I hope you have a good evening. It's good to hear you tonight. And good luck with it. I'll be curious, once you get it all done and figured out and all installed, if you ever hear me on here, let me know how it went.
Eventually, if I get it in like I want it, I'll make a picture and we'll bring it to your attention.
Thanks for the call. You have a good evening. KR4ETW, N4ZLK.
KR4ETW, clear.
4ETW, KR4ACR.
That's it.
sure if I understand exactly what you're talking about, but what I have here is a piece of, it's like flat cable. It's about a foot long, and it's got SO232 connector on both ends of it. And you run that through the window sill, close the window down on it, and then you screw your PL259 into the outside, and then you have to run a jumper from the inside to the radio. Is that what you're talking about?
Basically, but the one I looked at is just a block that goes in the window, and it's got the PL plugs, 239, I guess 239 on the outside, and you run your antenna cable into that, and it's got the same thing on the inside, and that's where you pick up the cable to go around to the radio. It's about 6 or 8 inches tall.
Okay, mine's not a box. It's just a piece of flat cable. You wouldn't think it would work, but that's what I'm using.
This thing's a flat sheet of fiberglass or something, and it's got the plugs on all through it. You can put every how many you need, it depending on your radio situation, and just tie into them on the inside. It's all real neat. I hadn't done it yet, but that's where I'm going.
Well, I'm just saying, it does work, what I'm using, like I say, but I just got for the one radio right here. I don't have multiple.
Therefore, I'm going to have the 2 meter full forward and then 11 meter that I can use.
Well, I'm just saying, it does work.
Yes, sir, it does. You sound good.
I'll just jump in there and tell you that. I've been using it for a while now. KR4 ACR, I'll be clear.
KR4 ETW clear.
And 4 ZLK.
Sir.
You're not headed back out, are you?
I'm sitting in my recliner.
I'm in the recliner, so maybe I'm not doing better than you.
To set it up, so that's like the only time I can be still and talk on a radio.
Piece of advice, if your phone rings, don't answer it.
Probably not going to this time of night.
That late, it's just dark.
Not in the mood to answer it.
Blame you. All right, I just wanted to say hello. I heard you in there. Have a good evening. KR4 ACR, is that right? N4 ZLK.
You'll be okay. N4 ZLK, KR4 ACR, I'll be clear.
Okay, KB4NZ.
Okay, go ahead.
A little testing on this thing. Just want to make sure it's working. It's just that I just finished it to close the radio. And how's it sounding?
I think you tried to come in there earlier, and it wasn't just like a few minutes ago before we were talking to Terry, and it was a little distorted, but it sounds good now. I'm not sure what you're doing there, but it sounds good.
I guess that's when I have the radio connected to the dummy load or something like that. No, I repair. It's an ICOM all mode monobander, and got a problem with the final section. We have to fix it. The meter light, it was off and everything, so yeah. Finally, we put it together, so looks like it's working then.
Is that the one you were, you talking to Gary, KI4DOS, earlier this afternoon? Was it on that radio?
Yeah, that's the one I was working with.
Listening to you guys, and I think you were putting out, I don't know, 50 watts, 85 watts, something like that. I flipped it over to reverse, and I could pick you up. I'm almost up here, right near Table Rock, and I could get you on the input.
So yeah, it's got a little bit thingies that somebody was trying to fix it before. Maybe it sounds distorted or something because it was audio loop from the radio I use here to monitoring. and the phone and Gary's phone and Gary's radio, so it started getting a heavy loop of audio, but yeah, you sound great on this end, crystal clear. So yeah, that's the same radio.
There's a little bit of an echo earlier this afternoon when you first started talking to Gary, but I know your name. It's been a while, and your call, I know it's MC or something on the end. KV4MC, I believe. Is that what it is? And what's your name again?
Central 4 November Charlie. Name is Gabriel. And, yeah, I'm smack in Greenville downtown next to the zoo.
4VC, correct? And then Gabriel. That's right. I remember now. Haven't heard you in a while until today. It's the first time I've heard you in a good while.
Yeah, Gary's texting me. Yeah, it's Nancy Charlie, the last two. It's North Carolina. Yeah, I always listen the frequencies. It's just sometimes I'm busy doing something here or reading something or working in something. So, yeah, it's hard to keep a track on everything. But and then I didn't have the antenna up. So finally we get it.
Charlie, yep. Used to hear you check in on Gary's net, especially a few years ago. I always remember that. But it's been a while, so your name slipped my mind. All right, Gabriel. Well, it sounds good, and I'm going to let you go. Good to talk to you this evening. I'm glad you got it working. N4ZLK.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's working. I know it takes a little bit of beating, but yeah. It does work.